What up, y'all? It's your boy, Seth Linus, checking in once again. Make sure y'all like, share, and subscribe. Support the channel. I'm back. I'm holding it down with the Let's Argue Morning Show. Let's go ahead and get right into it. I mean, this episode is going to be about Donald Trump. Yesterday was the second day of his hush money trial. And Donald Trump went to Harlem to a bodega. To a fanfare welcome, chants. I love Trump. We love Trump. Four more years. Trump is from New York, so this is kind of his stomping ground. Not necessarily Harlem, but you know, this is his area. So remember, he had a video last week where he stopped at Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. And, you know, I said that was good for optics. It was good to see that, good for optics, to see black people supporting Trump. You know, everybody went and ran and said, oh, the young lady who gave him a hug is actually somebody who works for the Republicans. She actually a canvasser. And she actually said it in the video that she's a canvasser and she helps gather young people to canvass for Donald Trump, and she did it on at Spelman and Clark and, you know, some different colleges. So she actually said it on the video, but people came out and said, okay, it's a hoax, this is all set up, as if they just paid all the black people at Chick-fil-A or paid everybody who was there to just yell Trump name. But they could completely ignore the fact that the last time we checked, Biden was only up 11% on Trump when it came to blacks. So it's like they're ignoring the real fact to kind of point out some sort of fabrication to try to make you think that there are more black people going to vote for Trump this year than there was before. But they're not understanding the dynamic is that more black people are voting for Trump, and the more other black people see black people supporting Trump, it might make it so more black people feel comfortable voting for him. All right, so I'm gonna play a little video of Trump at the bodega, then I'm gonna read an article. And there's something very important in that article that we're gonna touch on. So let me go ahead and play the video of Trump being at the Harlem Bodega. All right, so there you have it, Trump up in Harlem at the bodega, hearing chants, different chants. And this all looks good. This all looks good. This isn't Trump going into some white rural area where they're trying to convince you of only people who support Trump are white supremacists and things of that nature. That's not going to work this time. And that's what they're trying to do. But Trump has done a very good job of showing that he can go right to the urban areas. He went to Atlanta. He's in Harlem. And he still receives love. He's not getting ran up out of there. Do y'all think that if Joe Biden would have showed up and would have had done something like that, do you think as many people would have showed up with their phones out and chanting and things like that? I don't think so. I think Joe Biden is actually staying, he's choosing to stay out of the limelight because he knows that anywhere he goes, there are going to be young people protesting the Israel and Hamas conflict because they want a ceasefire. So everywhere he goes, that's going to follow. So he's trying to stay out of any type of arena, public arena that's not curated for him. You know what I'm saying? Because he knows what type of chance he's going to get. Now, let's read this article from The Hill. Let me go ahead and get right into it. Trump stops by Harlem Bodega after second day of hush money trial. Former President Trump on Tuesday visited a bodega in Harlem after getting out of court for the day, highlighting how he's seeking to balance his time as both a criminal defendant and the presumptive Republican nominee for president. Now, Trump stopped by the bodega where supporters had gathered and greeted with chants for more years. The former president used to use the stop to attack the judge overseeing his hush money case, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, handling of crime, and suggests his campaign will make a play for the solidly blue New York. "We're making a big play for New York," Trump said of the state he lost in 2020 by roughly 2 million votes. "I love this city, and it's going so bad in the last 3 years, 4 years. We're going to straighten New York out." Trump placed the blame for the crime situation partially on Bragg, the district attorney who brought the hush money case against the former president. "There's no crime," Trump said of the hush money allegations. "You know where the crime is? And the bodegas where they come to rob them every week. Alvin Bragg does nothing. He goes after guys like Trump who did nothing wrong." Asked what he thought of the jurors who had been seated so far in the case, Trump said it was too soon to tell and that he was looking for anybody that's fair. As if he violated the judge's gag order, barring him from attacking witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and the judge's family, Trump said he did not think he had. "No, I didn't. There shouldn't be a gag order. Let me just tell you, the gag order is totally unconstitutional." The bodega Trump visited Tuesday, where Jose Alba, a former clerk, was initially charged with murder after he stabbed a man to death in 2022 when the man attacked Alba over a bag of chips. Let me see. There was something I actually missed because I think I put up the wrong article. Let me see if I can find this article very quickly. Cause there's a Fox News, I think it's a Fox News article that actually has a big piece of information that I really wanted. Well, how about this? We'll skip over the Fox News article. I actually put the wrong article up there, but I'm going to go ahead and just tell you about it. So the Fox News article actually talked about how unemployment, since the migrant crisis, unemployment has gone up for only one race of people, and that's African Americans. Every other race of people, unemployment is going down. But for Black people, unemployment is going up over the past month. And so you're starting to see the effects of the migrant crisis. Now, all along, Black people have been saying, and if I'm not mistaken, the migrant crisis is besides economy, when it comes to Black people, the migrant crisis is actually number two on their list of things that they're voting about. And Black people usually never vote over immigration, but it's starting to affect the employment of Black people. See, it always starts with us first. And so Donald Trump, when he was at the bodega, he said that Black people are not getting hired. Black people, the unemployment is rising for Black people. He's gonna get us working again. He said something of that nature. while he was at the bodega. So he brought it up right there in New York City. But we've been saying this all the time, that black people should be against open borders because we are the first people that it affects when it comes to jobs. And we're starting to see that right now, with every other race unemployment going down except us. So Trump, again with another photo opportunity, great job. I really think Joe Biden is running a very terrible campaign, but we know how it is in this country. He might still win. If he could find a way to get the legal immigrants to vote, he could probably still win. You know what I'm saying? I even seen things floating around the internet. I don't know if it's true, allegedly, that there's paperwork they've been given to the migrants telling them to vote for Joe Biden. So they're setting up their way of getting illegal migrants, illegal immigrants, people who are not citizens of this country to vote. They're working on that right now. And they're working on making sure that they indoctrinate them with electing Joe Biden. So we'll see how that works out. But that's my video for now. Sorry I had the wrong news article, but that's my video, Trump in Harlem. I'll holler at y'all later. Keep God first. All right, peace.